USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day today, speaking at the National Action Network's MLK Day breakfast. The president said we should be following Dr. King's teachings and words.
Dr. King's life and legacy, in my view, show us the way forward. We just have to look back. We got to be prepared.
He also explained how much his administration has done for minorities.
Black unemployment is near record lows. Wages for black workers are up. Two strongest years ever for small business creation, including black small businesses.
He says his infrastructure bill has equity at its center, including funding for historically black colleges and universities. The White House says there are no visitor logs from President Biden's personal residence in Delaware. That's the home where classified documents have been discovered. Even so, House Republicans continue demanding that the president turn all information over related to those documents.
I know the White House tried to say it was all cleared up on Thursday. Now that we find there's more documents, I think there's a lot of questions that continue to raise, and we want to get all the information possible.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, former President Trump weighing in a post on Truth Social. Trump bragged that the files found at his Mar-a-Lago estate were better protected than the ones found in Biden's home. The United States will hit its debt limit later this week. That's the warning from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She's told Congress the Treasury Department will begin to take steps soon to avoid default. Yellen is unable to estimate how long the federal government will be able to pay its bills after the debt limit is reached. She's urging Congress to act promptly to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. Six people, including a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby, are dead after a shooting in California. Happened early this morning in Goshen, southeast of Fresno. Officials believe there are at least two suspects. They also believe the shooting was targeted and could be a gang connection. Microsoft's unlimited time off for its U.S. employees began today. The discretionary time off policy announced in an email last week. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Wild Card Weekend wraps up tonight with the Cowboys and Buccaneers.
The Cowboys are paying a visit to Tom Brady. The Buccaneers are the NFC Wild Card Round. Tampa hosts Dallas tonight. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on the Buccaneers coming in with plenty of playoff experience.
You know, this is a veteran football team that's played a lot of football, has played a lot of playoff football. So obviously division champ, former Super Bowl champ. So they obviously bring that to the table. But, you know, it's playoff football.
Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles and the team knowing how important this game is.
Because it's win or go home. You can't get up next Sunday if you lose this ball game and say, well, we can get it back next week and get better. So it's win or go home. There's urgency all over with every playoff team.
I'm Julio Flores.
There's been a big boost in the number of people going to NFL games. The Sports Business Journal reports regular season attendance jumped to a six-year high in 2022. The NFL saw an average crowd size of 69,500 fans, which surpasses pre-pandemic levels. Mexico is going after smokers, imposing some of the world's strictest anti-tobacco laws. New rules will ban smoking in public places, including hotels, beaches, and parks. The promotion, advertising, and sponsorship of tobacco products is also being prohibited. Six more Broadway shows have closed, including The Music Man. Stars Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster left the show, and producers decided not to recast their roles. Also going dark was Tony Award winner A Strange Loop, Top Dog Underdog, Death of a Salesman, Ohio State Murders, and Old Man and the Pool. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.